What's going on, y'all? It's the one and only Kurt back at it again with another episode of Double Edged Sword today. This episode, we are gonna dive into something quite, I guess you could say, counterintuitive, because you would think people would know this, but at the same time, we as humans do not. Due to what we face, whether it be trauma in physical, emotional, or psychological format, at the end of the day, we all have had to make the difficult choice of picking this side or the other. So let's take a swing with the sword of curiosity and dive into what we love to call as empathy and apathy. Just with like every previous episode we have done here at Double Edged Sword, we will define what we're talking about today, and that is two edges of one sword. Empathy and apathy, and the sword being our emotions and feelings. Empathy. What is empathy? Defined as said here as I am looking, empathy is the ability to share and understand feelings of others and or emotions. So for those people that refer to themselves as empaths, that's you guys. Apathy. Apathy is known as the lack of interest or concern for such feelings and emotions. And the thing is, both of these serve their purpose, whether it be at a given moment just for that time alone, or whether it be for your full life. One day or another, maybe you already have, you will have to make the tough call of having to choose between empathy or apathy. Or do you believe there is a way that humans, the way they are, can truly live with both of these emotions at once? As we dive into our lives as humans, we can truly understand how much capacity the human possesses to be able to understand and share the emotions as if we were a collective consciousness, right? And all of this serves its purpose to our spiritual way of being and our human needs. Our spiritual way of being our emotional being, and our human needs, the sense of needing to forge bonds or a community, and above all, creating the sense of belonging. And all of this, being able to understand other people's perspectives, feelings, emotions, at the end of the day, helps us validate each other's experiences as humanity. And if we do not learn as humans to validate each other's experiences, are we truly evolving and progressing, above all, adapting as humanity? Think about that for a minute. But then, of course, just like we can create a form of understanding, human connection, we can create a form of validation as well, as previously said. All of this We're doing it not for ourselves, if you deeply think about it. Because if you see empathy, for empathy to work, there has to be a sense of community or a sense of needing to belong and have that social experience as human. So yes, you may understand the human that lives next door to you, or yes, you might be there for your friend 24/7. But at the same time, you are becoming misunderstood. You are becoming misunderstood to the point that when you express your wants, needs, and or desires as human that you are, you will be looked at differently because you are so worried of the connection and the sense of belonging. And by you, I mean the human in you was so worried about it, right? That you put your needs, your desires, and wants aside because that sense of community and sense of belonging created validation, right? And that sense of validation and the sense of community, you got so lost in it that you forgot your own life's goals, your passions, above all, your childhood dreams. And notice how I say childhood dreams. There is a reason why that is important, because when we have our dreams as children, they are not corrupted. They are not corrupted by what was fed through us by a family structure or a system that is there to quote unquote give that proper structure. So all of that and you have forgotten the number one thing because you put it all of that aside. You've forgotten you. You've forgotten about you. And remember my empaths? My quote-unquote empaths. Yes, there's some of you that are quote-unquote empaths because you have a high sense of empathy and can feel other people's emotions to that extent. But some of you, I hate to break it to you, for those that are watching as I am looking at you on the camera, extending my hand to you, with hand gestures, I hate to break it to you, but you are a people pleaser. That at the end of the day, because your sense of empath, you've forgotten yourself. The sense of validation gave you the sense of acceptance. In that sense of acceptance, don't forget, as social beings, that is something we take in as a form of dopamine, because it's what we desire and is what we need and is what makes our brain chemistry tingle per se. And you have fallen victim to becoming a people pleaser because you believe that empathy is key and that you are an empath that can tell when people are fucking you over or not, supposedly. To my recovering people pleasers that know what I'm talking about. We all have been there and noticed what happened afterwards. Whether it be that you were a people pleaser or you just got screwed over by someone you truly loved and cared for, you know what follows. And that is apathy. For some odd reason, as humans, after we become hurt, we like to create this sense of, well, should I say, fake sense of agency. And we create a fake sense of agency by trying to become apathetical to things. By simply, not giving a fuck, right? And to its extent, yes, obviously, it can become a protective mechanism that could help us, like I say, create that fake sense of agency. And I'll dive into why I mean fake sense of agency. But it creates something that is true, though. And that is where that true sense of agency comes in. And that is, when you become apathetical, you start to creating boundaries. Because you are creating a sense of preservation, right? With this apathetical approach, you're becoming more aware of what bothers you emotionally or physically because of the wounds that you are still licking. And some of you all are gonna feel distressed because I say licking, but an animal licks its wounds because it's healing it, right? So the wound is still there and you're licking it by being apathetical. You think you're fixing it, but at the end of the day, what's truly gonna fix it is the healing process that's gonna be embodied through that chemical process that is through the licking. And I understand. I completely understand if y'all are like, what the fuck? What is he talking about? And what I'm talking about is, when you lick a wound, you're gonna think that, oh, cool, I'm done. It's done. I'm good to go. Back to battle. And that's what apathy is. When you become apathetical, you create this fake sense of agency that you still don't know how to truly validate because you haven't found yourself, right? All because you created this sense of preservation that you needed, desperately needed, in order to start licking your wounds. But because you licked your wounds and you felt like you could do all of this alone, right? You became isolated. You became isolated because you became self-righteous. It created a character, shall we call it the Sheldon Cooper character, in you. And it fostered it because it provided that sense of preservation and agency that you felt like you needed to feel in order to be alive. But because we are just licking, we're just licking our wounds, we didn't notice that we weren't healing. And that self-righteousness and isolation created this social misunderstanding And it created this social misunderstanding in people that chose apathy instead of empathy. And made them forget their sense of community, their sense of family, their sense of friendship, their sense of society as a whole, as a collective consciousness. Because we were so hurt that we licked our wounds in our own isolation, all alone, and became so self-righteous that nobody wanted to be around us. And for those that may be like, is this a projection? Is this something that they experienced? I can't tell you if it's something that I experienced or not, because that depends on the individuals that saw me that way. But what I can tell you is that I have been apathetical, and that sense of apathy has created that isolation feeling so much that I said, fuck the community. And that happened at a really early age. For some people, that may happen at a really late age, whichever age it may be. Empathy and apathy, just like any other drug, just like any other fucking food or any other single thing we do as humans, too much of it, it's not good. And the sooner we start to realize how dangerous it is for humans to indulge completely into a certain form of emotion just to lick their current wound, the better. Because this, knowing this, will help individuals and future generations notice what is happening, realize what they're doing, and completely react and take action to completely snap out of this loop that humans seem to be in. Because we are just licking our wounds. Some of you all may be asking, why is it bad? Why is it bad to be an asshole? Why is it to be positive, toxic asshole? Notice how both have asshole in it. Don't be a fucking asshole, you asshole. In all reality, in all honesty, having an imbalance of these emotions can create mixed emotions. Mixed emotions can create a sense of overthinking. A sense of overthinking can create a rabbit hole known as depression. And all of this creates a sense of fatigue, burnout, and above all, emotional exhaustion of having to put up with humanity. Myself included, and I ask you all, how many of you all just can't put up with humanity nowadays? Putting one of the obvious factors aside, that being the polarization happening because of algorithm in social media, putting that aside, have you ever thought about this? That this is one of the reasons why? That we have become so mentally, emotionally, spiritually, above all, socially exhausted, that we have said, fuck humans, even though that kind of need each other. You know? And at the end, is like, is this numbness, Is this detachment? And is this, above all, emotional imbalance of mixed emotions worth the isolation and possible feeling of loneliness if you don't know how to deal with it properly? Is it worth it? Is it fucking worth it? See, because the isolation itself can create health issues, heart issues, immune dysfunctions, and plain and simple, reduce your longevity. And if you guys don't believe me, go look that up. There's an actual recent study that I just bumped into, what, like 3 days ago, that talks about isolation having the harm as detrimental to the health as smoking up to 15 cigarettes daily. It also linked that social isolation can increase the risk of anxiety, like we said, the depression rabbit hole, suicidal tendencies or thoughts, and or 50%, just 50% possible higher risk of just plain and simple developing dementia. I don't know what the number is right now. And at this point, for the podcast itself, I really don't mind what the number is. But for those that listen to us, me. How many of you all can truly say that putting yourself while forgetting about yourself, while trying to find yourself by being by yourself, is truly going to give you the answer? Notice how I said self. It's, if you think about it, being selfish to an extent is good. But that form of selfishness, that's plain and simple, is just pride and ego. And we gotta really think about it and analyze it before we keep making this wound even deeper than what it should be to begin with. So, to my people pleasers, to my assholes, aka apathetical people, I tell you what I wrote earlier. When the human experience relies on social connections, bonds, and or communities, all while the spiritual experience relies on emotional collectivity, it is obvious, it is beyond obvious, that the edges of this sword must be balanced in order to truly become a collective consciousness. It's all truly about how we want to survive this spiritual experience while embodying this vessel known as humanity. It is truly up to one to balance and structure themselves in a way that will keep the balance. Is keeping the balance easy? Fuck no. Anybody that tells you that it's easy to keep in the balance between empathy and apathy is beyond clueless. And when you ask them about that question, plain and simple, ask them two key questions. One, the trolley experiment. If you all don't know what the trolley experiment, we've already covered it. Go to the previous episode, which was Religious People Are to Blame, I believe. And if not, just look it up. It's a famous, well-known social experiment. And the second thing you're going to ask them, well, it's technically two things, but it's all embodied in one topic, and that is, are you against pedophilia and child predators? By all means, let's fucking hope. Let's fucking hope. Because fucking 2024, right? Let's fucking hope they say yes, that they're against it. Okay. And if you're against it, you're down to do what to them? If you catch them. And that's going to tell you a lot about how balanced they are. The trolley experiment and that those questions embodied into one. They're questions that will tell you how balanced they are, because one, they're going to give you the answer. And two, excuse me. And two, after you get the answer, it's going to be up to you to process if their way of structure balance for empathy and apathy works with you. And if not, and if you feel like it's a toxic form of seeing things, then that should say it all. And that, the reason I say this, because knowing those two questions will help you get out of that isolation that many of you all, and including myself, I've been there, and this will help it. Because the priority and the main reason we are and have and or have been here is because we have built our walls back up. We created a sense of agency that gave us self-righteousness that made us be the assholes we are, in the sense of we're talking about apathy. Now, if you are the positive asshole, toxic positivity, that's a whole topic for a whole different day. And I truly can't talk upon it myself, because as you see, I'm not. But what I will tell to the positive, toxic assholes out there is that you're still a fucking asshole. Above all, toxic. Because at least with apathetical people that become extremely apathetical, they have become assholes, and they accept that they are assholes, and they are upfront that they're assholes, and they even warn you that they are assholes. But the thing with positive motherfuckers is that when someone does you dirty, boy, y'all go full on toxic. Y'all fucking blow blow out the fucking bus and while throwing them in under the fucking bus. It's like, holy shit. I've seen so many fucking positive motherfuckers, bro. I kid you not. I have seen so many positive motherfuckers blow out and, oh man, I tell you, you guys are toxic assholes. And what, and the reason behind that, me saying that, is because at the end of the day, the same reasons apathetical people become extremely apathetical is because, you know, y'all have those same becauses. Y'all are cousins. That is why there needs to be a balance. Because if there is no balance, we become kind of like fucking avatars in the last Airbender type shit. We, instead of being united as one fucking unit, we become our separate fucking elements. And that's just not how it works. Because the goal, I don't know about you all, but the goal for humanity to truly not only evolve, but adapt. Above all, adapt to what we're going through and what we will go through is by becoming a collective consciousness. And we just cannot become a collective consciousness when we have the elemental people of the empathetical people, positive, toxic assholes on one side, and then we have the apathetical pieces of shit-ass assholes on the other side fighting each other. And then that just, you feel me? Like, we're not gonna get nowhere. We just will not get nowhere. And at the end of the day, we have to be honest. We cannot have a true balance of apathy and or empathy when we live in a structural system that makes us pick and choose. Either you're gonna be empathetical at the given moment that someone tells you that they can't pay their bill, and you're gonna tell them that you can hook them up with more days, per se, right? Or you're gonna be an apathetical asshole, and you're gonna be thousands of miles away, click, point, shoot, like the drone program of the United States of America, right? Y'all see what I'm getting at. As long as there are systems that profit from the lack of balance, whether it be emotional balance or physical balance through drugs, foods, or activities such as too much exercise, or therefore the lack of. Y'all see where I'm getting at? As long as there's fucking industries for each of these imbalances, we're fucking fucked. And that is the fucking double-edged sword of fucking today. We are fucked though, if you fucking don't fucking see it. I'm sorry. But it is important that you see that we are fucked. Because if you see that we are fucked, you can at least, as Michael Jackson taught us, start with the person in the mirror. On that note, that was the episode of Double-Edged Sword today. To those that do listen, thank you so much. And to those that watch and or listen, or both, thank you as well. To those that visit the website kviginfo.com/DES today to listen, thank you so much. And to anybody that has shared an article from kviginfo.com, thank you so much. But if you have any questions regards or wish to become a guest on a future episode, or care to share any topics that you wish we cover, let me know. The contact information is right there on the website. Once again, kbiginfo.com/DES today. On that note, thank you so much once again to every single lovely people. Peace.